Okay, Hank?
Well, I'll say that's speculation because it hasn't happened yet. And that two of the last four or five elections is not an anomaly. It's actually 40% or 50%, depending on which elections you're counting. That's not an anomaly. And Pacifica is notorious for delaying and being late, just as we are for not paying our bills. You know, I just don't, in my heart, I don't believe we will do it. I'm not saying it's not possible. It is, but it's also possible they'll bring the space shuttle back. You know, I know it's all good people with all good intentions, but I don't believe it'll happen this way.
Time.
Okay, we're at time, so it's time to call the roll on Lydia's motion. Does anyone need it reread, or is everyone clear what we're voting on? Anyone not clear?
I'd appreciate if she could reread it so I can get it in the minutes.
Okay. Well, she can also email it, but go ahead, Lydia, and reread it if you want.
Okay. It's been emailed before, but anyway, should I read the entire bylaws section?
Just the motion itself.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a combination. Okay. So the nomination period for seats being vacated shall open on September 1st and remain open for 30 days, closing on September 30th. The national and local election supervisors shall therefore prepare written ballots for each radio station listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on November 15th or the following day if November 15th is a mail holiday. To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before December 30th, which is the election close date. All ballots shall be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election's close date, then the election close date shall be extended by up to four additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. The national and local election supervisors shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and to certify the results of the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by January 15, 2014, or if the election close date was extended by 15 days after the extended election close date and shall be posted on the foundation and the radio station's website. If no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election.
Okay.
All right. So just to be clear, that is a rendition of our current bylaws simply replacing dates that are 3 months later than what the bylaws currently says in each case cited. Okay? So is anyone unclear about what we're about to vote on? This would be to recommend that timetable be applied to the bylaws.
Go ahead,
Benito.
One final question. Because I sort of got confused as I was listening to Lydia's reading of the motion, but nevertheless, the bottom line is, as Bruce asked earlier, the time frame for becoming a member remains September the 15th to September the 30th.
Right, and that's in a different part of the bylaws, which is why Lydia didn't read it. It's not in the section of the bylaws dealing with the election time.
No, I know, but based on the reading of
yes,
of
based
the
on the reading, that would be correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. So. Michael, please call the roll on Lydia's motion.
Okay, so for the members that are here, let me look at that for a second. Fred Blair?
Pass.
Lydia Rosson?
Yes.
Adriana Casanev?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Mark Hernandez is still not here. Hank Lamb. Hank Lamb? Not voting, or maybe he's muted. Bob Litterer? Oh, Hank Lamb votes no. Bob Litterer?
Yes.
Myself, Michael Novick, voting yes. Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Going back to Fred Blair in the past.
No.
Voting no. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3.
Let's just ask, before you count, Michael, is there any other member who hasn't voted?
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses and 2 noes. So.
Okay. So the motion passes. And Michael, if you could, in the near future, I know you have a finance committee meeting tomorrow, so I don't mean tomorrow, but, you know, in the next couple of days, if you could type that up and send it to me so I can forward it to the PMB.
Sure.
Okay.
Then it'll be a week from Thursday, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you. So moving on to our next agenda item, that is Well, let me say what it is. I'm going to now propose we move it. It's next step on election committee motion on stations doing a mailing to clean up mailing lists and obtain email addresses. I would propose, in light of the lateness of the hour, it's 5 to 10 on the East Coast, that we put that after the report from the working group on cost-cutting measures. Is there any objection to switching those two? Okay, hearing none, that's what we'll do. So, Nancy, the next item actually says 45 minutes, but the meeting's only running till 10:30. So let's say, you know, it'll be 35 minutes, and tell us when we reach the 20-minute, when 20 minutes have elapsed, Nancy, okay? Thank you. All right. So we had set up this working group, which I believe, and folks can correct me if I'm wrong, consisted of Adriana, Hank, and Mark, is that correct? And Adriana, I think you were going to convene it. Can you give us an update on what happened since our last meeting?
I don't have any communication with Mark, but we talked to, we didn't do it by phone, we did it in person with Hank. And I talked some, Hank and me.
I'm sorry, you're a little muffled. Can you adjust your phone?
Yes. Hank and me, we talked to Bill Closure, and I received some ideas from Nancy too, Nancy Saibara. I know that Mark Hernandez has some information, but I receive only what all of us receive in packet, in the emails. I don't know anything else about it, but I know that he was working with, and he said that probably he will be today with us. I contact some companies, and all of them, the price is around $12,000 for the e-balloting. All of them are asking. I have even, I think that would be interesting if we could have, and we asked before, but I don't know where to look for, because most companies are asking me for the details, the timeline. They want to know, this timeline or whatever timeline to give us a quote for this year. And all of them said that they will give us practically the same thing that the proposal from last year. I don't have a lot of them. The only one that I have is the SCS. It's the only one that I know. The rest, I know that the committee have it, but I don't know anything about it. Like I said, most companies said that the same thing that they gave us last year, they can give this year to us. For what I see, it's around $12,000. Without, everybody said that they don't know what will happen. It needs to be fine for them if they need to send the paper ballots for the one that opt in. They want more definition about that, obviously, and we need to decide that. But in this $12,000, is included even managing, and some companies are offering putting online the profile of the candidates. Will cost just a little bit more, but not much more. I think that the main cost that we need to, and I didn't investigate that in our last meeting, some other members give ideas and said that they will contact possible NESs and LESs, supervisors that will be for free or, I don't know, volunteers to do that. I think that is the main cost that we need to cut. The voting itself, the e-voting, will not be expensive. It's very clear that couldn't be the reason. Is not we don't have the money. We can do this e-voting without any problem. I think that money is not there. The money will be with the supervisors, the election supervisors, and the national election supervisors. And I don't know if some other members really contact companies or organizations to ask about that.
Okay, so one thing that occurs to me from what you're saying is that it would help to have an updated request for proposals from the one that we did last year. So could you...
May I ask? Yes.
Go ahead.
I sent the last year request, but obviously they want something more concrete because some things are different, right? A little bit different, but basically the timeline. And they are asking me for that, obviously, but they said that the price did not change that much. Most of them want to know the specifics, on our timelines to give us a real price. But like I said, the big price, the big problem with money is not there.
Okay, so would it make sense, Adriana, and other people can weigh in too, to take last year's request for proposals, RFP, as a baseline and revise it from what we know? Now, of course, the big thing we don't know is the timetable, but maybe we could, for the moment, as a tentative template, we could put in the dates that we just adopted as our recommendation, the PNB, and
that
then you could bring that back to the next meeting, which is a month from now. Oh, no, I'm sorry, less than a month. It's the, what did I say, the 25th? 2 weeks from now, you could bring that back, and perhaps by then the PNB would have made a decision on what the actual timeline will be, at which time we can just drop in the real dates and then and make any other revisions that we feel necessary as a committee, and then pass it on to the IED, and also begin circulating it, at least on an informal basis. Let me ask Adriana first and then other people what you think of that approach.
I think that if we want to, the only thing that we need to, no, it's not the only thing. I think that I send you some. We need to change Shafik's timeline to the one, like you said, the one that we know for now, because this is not, when I'm contacting these companies, I'm telling them that this is an informal, right? We want to have an estimate. It's not a formal request for proposal. And we can handle that with those companies. If we say that it's informal, I don't think that will be a big problem. If we use a timeline that we just vote on.
Right, but what I understand that, but I'm proposing that we be prepared for when the PNB does authorize a real timeline, so then we can send a formal RFP and put it out broadly, as we did last year, and seek bids and have a very clear basis for comparison. I'm not saying you shouldn't continue to use last year's as just sort of, a basic thing for them to look at and start giving you some general figures. But I think I don't think the timeline is the only change this year. I think we have some procedural changes as far as the relationship between the opt-in, opt-out, blah, blah, blah. So I'm saying it needs I'm almost done. It needs a little more thought and a little more writing so we have something to look at in 2 weeks and then send it to Summer Reed and, you know, have something so that the moment it's a go, that we're a go on our end to get this out formally, get the formal process of bids and move the process along quickly. So,
okay.
Go ahead.
My only question is, our next meeting is August 26th, right?
Right.
Okay. And supposedly September 1st is the open of the nomination period.
Right.
Well, that's okay because we can start that anyway. Yeah, that's
right.
Okay. Then we will have something in writing for next meeting, right?
That's my suggestion.
Okay.
Okay. So now the floor is open. Well, let me, before I open the floor, Hank is on this working group and Nancy. So do you want to make any remarks?
Yeah, Nancy does.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
And
Nancy,
yes.
Identify yourself for folks who don't know you.
KPFT, a volunteer, not a board member of KPFT, Nancy Saibar and Aditomi.
And also a member of this committee last year.
Yes, member of the election committee last year.
Right.
I think the biggest expenses I think we can take care of if we were to put a job advertisement for volunteer NES and volunteer LESs. We cannot hurt. We cannot hurt by putting that out, and there would be no hesitation or no fear of doing it. And then also at the same time, we could be thinking of people that we could invite, you know, like Ralph Nader or David Kucinich. And even if they don't, can't do that, they might think or might want to volunteer somebody or recommend somebody else. I don't think anything wrong with that. I mean, like 75% of WBAI just went, you know, lost their salaries. And if these people that we want would do it voluntarily, I think that would be the best for us at this time if we were to get all. And then think of organizations. I think each station should have a not be counting their own votes like we did before. But, like, for example, Public Citizen in Austin, if we could ask them and if they would collect our votes and count them in front of our cameras and witnesses, and then we could give them some kind of PSA, you know, time during the year or and thank them on the air, some group that we really, you know, does need our help on air. Whoever's making that noise, could you stop it? Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Hank, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, you know, the idea of putting volunteer LES and NES seems good to me, not only for the cost savings, but, you know, we've got to have people on board at every station that we think are honest, upright, trustworthy, count right, you know. I mean, otherwise, who are we dealing with, you know? And it is a cost of in excess of $90,000. The last time around.
Okay, so let me open up the floor to any committee member who wants to speak on next steps on e-voting. And actually, let me throw in one point. In our last meeting, we voted to ask the PNB, I'm sorry, because of my computer malfunction, I don't have the exact text, but I believe it was to request that the person that they had delegated to look into e-voting, that she work with, or that she share whatever she learned with our working group. Did anyone on this committee follow up with her, or can, or if not, can someone, you know, in the next couple weeks before our next meeting, contact that PNB member?
Adriana here?
Yes, Adriana.
I think that the same motion that the PNB passed give her the time till May 9 to come back with something, and I don't think that anybody else follow up in the PNB with that. I hear only the open sessions, but I don't hear anything like that in the open session.
Right. No, I think you're correct, but I guess I'm making a new proposal, which is not to wait for however long it may take for the PNB to take up that motion. This is just an informal communication issue. You don't need a motion. Why doesn't somebody on this committee, not preferably, but more naturally it would seem to be a PNB member on this committee, simply call their colleague and asked them, does she have some accumulated research that she could share with us to expedite our process?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone on the committee, PNB or not, think that's a good idea and want to take it on?
This is Margie. I'd be happy to do that.
Terrific.
Okay.
All right, so that was just one suggestion I had. So now the floor is open on other suggestions to move forward the process of determining how we can cut costs. There's been some discussion about volunteer NES and LES. Let's hold that for a few minutes and zero in on the e-voting. And remember, folks, it's not all e-voting. There must be paper ballots, which means printing, mailing, and tabulation costs. So we need to get either a firm or a nonprofit that can handle both types of ballots, or we need to get one e-voting company and one paper voting company. So any suggestions on how to move that process forward of finding the cheapest way to do all that?
Michael, do the stack.
Go ahead.
I think it's got to be the same company because you want to put all the ballots eventually into the same tally. So I think having two companies just impossible. So I think whatever RFP we put out should incorporate the idea that the company is going to be responsible for mailing out and collecting the paper ballots and incorporating their results into a tally based on the SDV voting method that we use. So they're very clear about what they're getting into there for each of the 10 elections that we're talking about.
Well, that's... Sorry. Were you done?
No, I think that... I thought we talked previously about the idea of like looking for organizations. I doubt that we would find individuals who could volunteer to be LES. I do think that... I just want to clarify something I said earlier about the NES position being posted. The dates I gave you, which were at the bottom of the page, I was scanning down, actually referred to the executive director, not to the NES. There are no dates listed for the NES, but except the date of the position is August 8th through the end of the year.
Right, but there's no deadline given for the
application. There's no deadline since apply as, you know. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
But it's a $20,000 position, and I think it's likely we're going to need a national election to pay.
Right, and can you clarify, because you read it quickly, was that listed as a half-time or a full-time position?
Temporary position, August 8th to 31st. It doesn't say the hours.
It doesn't say. Okay, because for folks who may not know, last year it was the person was hired as a full-time contractor, and after Pacifica had such cash flow problems, or at least what was said was because of cash flow problems, he was not getting his checks as per the contract. When he was on the verge of quitting in frustration, he negotiated an arrangement where by his own volunteering, he said, I will work for half the salary, but will also cut back his hours. Now, he was very generous and didn't, from his account, he didn't cut it back a full 50%. He just scaled back somewhat. But that's just to be aware of what happened last year, that we'll have to think about what's realistic for this year. But okay, so, but I would like to, I'm sorry for that diversion about the NES, not that it was unimportant, but let's just try to resolve the question Michael raised about combining one bidder or contractor who would do both the paper and the e-balloting. That is what we asked for in last year's RFP, and I think Michael makes a very good case that makes sense. Let me ask Adriana, as far as you know, and perhaps you don't know, do all of the firms you've contacted, and don't name any firms' names on the stream,
sure,
but do all the firms that you're aware of offer both types of balloting?
Well, most of them. One of them, directly say no. The others are offering to do it, but obviously that will have a cost. And some of them are offering even for giving the option to us to for us to every station, the local election supervisor will be for free if we our local election supervisor can put in the system the paper ballots.
Uh-huh.
If they are charging for, obviously the price go up. But it's an important number here because we need to change, or the PMB need to change the motion when they say opt out. I think the bill closure shows that changing that to opt in for the paper ballot can save us a bunch of money.
It is opt in.
Yes.
Was that, now, Michael, you say that based on the PNB motion? How do you
know? I think the PNB motion was opt-in.
It used that
phrase? That's what Giselle reported.
Okay, well, we should look at that motion again to make sure that we're getting it exactly right. But, I mean, I take your word for it, but let's look at that. But in any case, Adriana, this brings to mind the idea of what we did last year, which is a comparison chart of the different bids.
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
that something you would have time to prepare before our next meeting in 2 weeks?
If we, I mean, the companies, my feeling is the companies are asking me, you have our estimate, our proposal from last year. You are not changing anything. We can give you an estimate. Do you want us to go in detail? If we go in detail, you need to give us more details, like timeline. That is their answer. They are giving us kind of a big figure that is, and like I said, will be really important if we can have things to compare. I mean,
right.
I think the election committee have the proposal for last year. It will be interesting for me to see those, because then when I talk to them, I can ask a specific. You know, even if we don't do it in writing, if I don't send them a proposal in writing, when I talk to them, I can ask for a specific thing.
Right. Well, maybe I should clarify what I mean. I totally hear you that they're not prepared, nor is it reasonable to expect them to have
exactly
a detailed breakdown before
mm-hmm.
we give them an updated
mm-hmm.
RFP. However, if they're willing, it sounds like some of them are willing to give you a general, a rough estimate of costs in return for certain services. Like, for instance, you mentioned the one company
yes.
that would include a free LES. If you could present that, just that rough data
yes.
in chart form so we can see what the range is and how, you know, company A will do it for 12,000 and they will throw in the LES. Company B will do it for whatever, I'm just making up numbers, 10,000.
Yes.
They won't throw in the LES. Just that kind of a simple chart.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
doable before our next meeting?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay. And how many companies have you gotten estimates from? So
well, I contact six, but I have it only for three of them. One of
three.
Them directly is so aggravated.
Okay, so three so far. Can you keep following up with the other three to see if you can get
numbers? Oh,
yes. Okay,
and that will be interesting if we can have Mark.
If what? I'm sorry?
I know that Mark Hernandez,
right.
he has one.
Okay, well, remind me, send me an email, and I will send you his phone number.
Okay.
And then you can call him directly and work this out.
Okay.
So then,
okay.
you know, just to appeal to him to help you finish
okay.
the follow-up. So together, I hope, you can do a chart that is as
yes.
comprehensive as possible. Okay?
Do you want in that chart the real names of the companies? Or?
Yes. This will be for our confidential use in the committee. When we discuss it on the stream, we won't say the
okay.
name of the company. We'll just say Company A offered to do blah, blah, blah for
yes.
this amount of money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, Nancy, where are we on
minutes.
Time? 10 minutes
21
left?
Minutes. No. We've done 21 minutes, so we have 14 more minutes left.
Thank you. Okay. So other ideas about how to deal? Okay. Well, I guess we can talk about the NES-LES question. And Michael
mm-hmm.
said an organization is more viable than an individual. Any thoughts on how to proceed with seeking an organization that might do it either for free or perhaps more realistically for a discounted rate compared to our normal contractual fee?
Remember, remember that we, again, that we have the PMB rejected already the idea of a NES being a volunteer. Okay?
They did? Hold on. When did they reject that? In what form? I don't remember them rejecting. We didn't propose that as a committee.
Well, they, yes. And they were the same date that they were, they took all the election committee proposal of motions. That day, one of the PMBs offered like an amendment, because what the question if was there an ad to hire an MES, one of the PMB members asked specifically for that. She said, why not we hire or we put an ad trying to hire volunteer people to do that? And that motion was voted down.
Okay. Can one of the PMB members clarify and add any detail on that?
Yeah, Bob Benito.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question about one of the contractors that Adriana has been talking to, but I can come back to that in a minute.
Yeah, just hold that thought. Don't forget it.
But no, I won't.
Just on this point about the NES, the volunteer NES, any PNB member have a recollection?
That's what I'm getting ready. Well, maybe Olivia can speak to
that. Okay,
Yes, one of the PMB directors from Houston used as an example a former member of this committee and former director who she thought would make a good volunteer NES. And in fact, he has since responded he would not do it for free, but that aside. That it opened up a large discussion. I don't remember if it culminated in a vote. I think it may have. I did not think that the PMB embraced the notion for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is that you could have a flurry of a lot of volunteers who are highly partisan, who would be more than happy to act as NES. And what we're looking for is professionals with an extensive background in this area, because our elections are complex. I know locally when we went to the League of Women Voters back in the day, they did not do STV. And then other election groups are not very high on doing electronic voting. So, you know, there's nuances to everything, but what we want is an entity that, whether it's an organization or an individual, that is truly nonpartisan to the degree that you can be. And so that's where the conversation went. So I didn't feel there was support on the PMB. I don't remember whether we took a formal vote. I don't have those minutes.
Okay. Well, let me start with you just one second, Benito. Lydia, so do you have a suggestion of how we could try to ascertain whether there might be an organization, perhaps even the League of Women Voters now, it's X years later, or some other like-minded group that might be willing to take it on, perhaps for a smaller fee than the normal rate?
Well, I think much of it depends on what it is that we're asking them to do. Some of the conversations that I've heard makes it seem very simplistic, like obviously the League of Women Voters can you know, count ballots or whatever is called for there and be nonpartisan. But as we know in Pacifica, there are constant decisions that need to be made and nuances. And what is an election violation here? What's an election violation there? So it does become really a full-time job because you're talking about the five stations. And I don't know that the reality of that is something that is going to be conducive to an organization. Now, an organization, at least you have backup if one person isn't available, but the consistency of having the one person, I think, is the optimum myself. But it doesn't mean we have to limit ourselves to that. This is a new day. We are having the e-voting, but the balloting, quite frankly, in my opinion, is the least of the job. Most of it is going to be training your local election supervisors to do what is some hands-on, you know, job, which is to have the on-air forms to, oh, my God, you really have to have organizational skills par excellence. You have to be able to coordinate not only the on-air recordings, the short ones, but also the on-air forums, and in LA, definitely the bilingual aspect to it, and so forth. So it's really quite a task, and I think we have not adequately itemized all of that. With besides making everybody read through arduous policies, I would like to see something simplified that says, okay, this is what's involved.
Okay, let me point out that the RFP did that last year, so that worked pretty. I mean, perhaps it needs revision, but I think that's largely done. There's a very, you know, bulleted list of responsibilities of LESs and NESs. All right, so Benito is next.
Now, I agree with everything that Lydia said. The only thing is I would say is that, Lydia, I do remember that there was a vote, and that motion lost by a big share, big time. It was resoundingly defeated, is what I remember. For the reasons, I think, that you just stated, people were concerned about, you know, partisan people grabbing at the opportunity.
Okay. Who else would like to speak on next steps around LES, NES, or...
Thanks, Benito.
I'm sorry?
No, I was thanking Benito because memory is better than mine. But
no, my memory is the same as Lydia's, as yours.
Okay.
All right. So anyone else want to speak on this? All right. So Benito, switching back to what was your other question?
No, I just had a question, a brief question to Adriana. Adriana, you said that one of the contractors or one of the companies you spoke to was offering, was it an LES or an NES?
They are offering managing the elections. And for a really, one of them, I think that is really interesting, because they said that they can add 25% to the fee. They can do nomination polls, they can harvest in the nominees, the bios, the pictures. They can do all of that for a 25% on top of the price that they are asking for. When they're asking about managing, they are asking, they are saying they will take care of everything and they will give us the final result. That's it.
So am I to understand that they're basically offering to provide an equivalent to an NES and a set of LESs for the same amount as all these other companies?
No, I don't believe that they are talking specifically about NESs or LESs.
But an equivalent, more or less.
Well, I don't think that they can do that because they need to have people in every place. What I was thinking about that, and I don't know, I just say that I know that a lot of people would say that this is almost impossible, but I believe that if we take what we are almost not having this election, right? I mean, everybody's, we are aware that we are, our limit of time is just arriving. What will happen if we take from this one of the major points of problem, that is the air of the cards. Why? What will happen if we don't do it? If we don't air, if we don't bring it on the air, everybody will be in a specific place. I mean, the station will use the time that they are using to air the cards, and then we discuss if it's fair, if it's not fair, if it's prime time, if it's not. Why if we use that time to just promote generally the election and telling people where to go to check for the candidate statements? I think that will simplify totally the election for our LES. I don't say that the idea maybe is not, but we are at the risk. We want to be that perfect that we will not have an election. If we can eliminate that point, that is, I think that in every election that I, not only the one that I participate directly, the one that I know that happened before, always the terrible point, the big fight, and the unfairness is always in playing cards. What happens if we eliminate that part? We have just forums, two or three forums, then, I mean, we will not have complained that we are using the time, you know, the programmers complain. What will happen if we just do that just for this election? I'll see what happens.
On order, that's a whole huge other topic that's not even on the agenda. Yeah. And also, it's like 3 minutes shy of time certain.
Okay, well, yeah, let me suggest we put the topic of the candidate cards and whether to include them this election on the next agenda. We are running out of time here. So before we wrap up, is there anyone who hasn't spoken on this topic, on cost cutting, that would like to say anything else or offer any other suggestions or approaches or volunteer to do any research or anything that can move this forward? And I'm sorry, I wanted to say to Adriana, it would help if the company that offered some form of election management, if you can get them to specify, it sounds like they partially did, but what I heard you saying falls far, far short of what an LES does.
It,
earlier, Lydia listed several functions that I didn't hear anything close to them offering to do. So you don't have to do it now, but in the chart, if you could specify, you know, and for no extra charge, they will throw in somebody who will do A, B, C, and D. Because we need to be very precise in our language and not just say, oh, they'll throw in an LES when it sounds like it's not a real. And I'm not saying you did that, but I'm just saying we have to be clear what, you know, so we're comparing apples and apples. All right.
Okay.
Now, before we wrap up, who does anyone else want to speak on any aspect of cost cutting?
Yeah, Hank for the stack.
Go ahead, Hank.
Okay, if we go with the company that does provide some literal assistance in those areas, even if not all of them, and we still had to have an NES, or not an NES, an LES for each station, we could actually probably lower the budget for LESs because they wouldn't be saddled with all the duties at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'm not clear which duties they would no longer be saddled with.
The ones that the company covers.
Which are what? Because at least if we go with last year, we had a company.
We don't know.
Let me clarify what happened last year. We did have a company doing balloting and tabulation, which means they mailed the ballots, they fulfilled requests for replacement ballots, and they tabulated the paper ballots, and they told us they had the capacity to tabulate electronic, but we didn't ask for that, but they could have. Yet, despite that company doing that work, we still had no less need for LESs because of all the administrative things that Lydia has mentioned and others that she didn't mention, and all the disputes about, well, but this candidate broke a rule, and this staff member endorsed a candidate on the air, and all of that stuff, and then certifying that the nomination papers are in order, which is not just simply an administrative matter, but really kind of a judgment call. And anyway, the point is there's a lot of work involved in being an LES that has nothing to do with the technical work of preparing and sending a ballot and counting it.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, but I Hank's point is well taken. I think that what he is saying is we need to be open because all these companies have evolved, and they may have resources that are kind of an adjunct, and we can streamline some of the LES functions. Certainly, some of the LESs were excellent, and some of the LESs were, let's just say, they were wanting. But and so, therefore, if we do, you know, we just need to remain open. They may have aspects of that position that can help. So that's all.
Okay. Well, I guess my suggestion would be, if that's the case indeed, that we can streamline the LES function, we need to start that work now. We don't need to wait for bids or wait for anything. Somebody
we need
to
wait until we know what the company will do.
No, I don't think so. We need to know what is separable? We have eight or seven or eight, whatever, I lost track, elections under our belt. We know what the responsibilities are. We spelled them out in the RFP last year. If somebody believes some of that might be transferable to a company, then we need to say it and ask them, okay, could you do this? Could you do that? But, I mean,
that
I suppose...
what you just got through asking her to do?
No, because...
figure out what to do?
Well, maybe
because
we should amend
company.
What we want her to do. What we asked her to do was to give us an estimate on electronic voting and paper bill voting. That's far different than these other administrative tasks that LESs have done in the past. Now, maybe the way she should go back to ask them is draw their attention to the other half. The RFP was bifurcated. There were two halves. There was a balloting and election half, which is the technical stuff that these companies tend to have the expertise in. And then there's the what I would call the administrative or the sort of judgment stuff, which is about the certifying that the papers are in order and handling complaints and arranging the on-air forums. So maybe...
Allow me to clarify.
Okay, go ahead.
What we were discussing was the fact that a company was willing to provide something along the lines of an LES, but they may not do everything the LES does. So my suggestion was that we could lower the LES budget a little bit for the things that that person would do in place of the LES.
Now, that's terrific. All I'm asking is for specificity. So I guess maybe the way to handle it is to ask Adriana to draw... You've already sent these companies the last year's RFP, correct?
Yes.
So then follow up and say to them, even those that have already given you an estimate, to say, I want to draw your attention to the other half, the part about running the election, not the balloting, not the counting the ballots, not the sending the ballots, but the administrative parts of the election that are in, I think it's Part B or Part 2, whatever it's called. And are there any of those functions that you're also willing to handle, and which ones and for how much money?
Yes.
Okay. That would be helpful.
It seems like they'll tell you what they're willing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, for that position.
Something else that maybe we should consider.
Yes.
Is that that was a Bill Crozier idea, and I think that it's true. If we can have, obviously we need to see what they offer and what we can do with it. But if we can get some of the load out of the LESs, maybe we can get by with maybe no five LESs. We can get by maybe with two or three LESs.
Okay, well, again, specificity, if you can come forward at the next meeting with specific proposals and name the exact responsibility that you think we should no longer require an LES to do, and then we can debate them one at a time.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm not putting all this work on Adriana. Is there anyone else that wants to work with her on a proposal? We're supposed to have a working group. So,
well, but...
is someone willing to work with her on that?
I've been meeting with her, and I'm perfectly happy to help her with that.
Terrific. Anyone else?
Yeah, Nancy will, but we need people from the other stations, too.
Right. That's three people from Houston. So did I recall that Bruce at one point volunteered to work on this?
Bruce, yeah.
Do you have time to put some work in the next few weeks? Or not a lot of detailed stuff, but just going over a list of ideas and maybe offering your 2 cents and...
I don't mind doing that at all.
Okay, that's great. Anyone else on the committee willing to help out?
The other stations?
I just want, this is Benito, I just want to say I really want to apologize. I feel really guilty of not stepping up. I just know.
No one needs to feel guilty.
No.
I just want to say that I know that this is a responsibility of, I don't know how many members on this committee, but we all share the same responsibility, and I'm just not able to step up at this moment.
I appreciate that. That's okay, but I'm asking for people who can step up, even in a small way.
Okay, I will need Bruce. We can communicate to each other and exchange maybe phone numbers. then we can, and Mark too, and we'll see if we can include Mark.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. All right. Well, we'll leave it open for now, and perhaps someone online, maybe Adriana, you could put kind of a quick summary of where things stand for those who weren't able to be on tonight's call. You could put it on the listserv and make another plea for help for people to join the working group, and maybe actually set a conference call that you alert all of us to. And maybe even, you know, what might happen, what has happened in the past, is if you set a date and notify us all, people who didn't feel they had time to join a working group, they might say, you know what, I do have time to put in 2 hours one night. So try to set a date, put it out there, and see who might show up.
We can ask. I didn't realize that we can ask for a teleconference. Like
anytime,
this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But try to give some notice. You know, so
Sure. But I didn't know that we had that
calendar.
Yeah. Look at the KPFTX calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, we're over time.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I did for the next agenda. Can we also add to the agenda when people during the nominations period? Something that was very problematic, I thought, at the last election was that we had, especially here at KPFK, we had just scores of people signing in as a potential candidate just to look at the form. They weren't necessarily interested at all in running, but they wanted to recruit friends and blah, blah, blah. And so you ended up having like close to 100, and those weren't really candidates. And it caused chaos, confusion, a lot more work for the local election supervisors. So I think that we should address that because the time frame is so short. Let's do some of that practical type of work and make recommendations to the PNB too.
Okay. Well,
to the NEF or whatever.
Are you thinking of a recommendation how to fix that?
Yeah, the recommendation is to have a sample nominations packet that non-candidates can download versus ones that are actually registering to be a candidate.
Can you do us a favor and write that up in time?
I can.
Okay, great. All right.
Michael, just check for a second.
Yes, Michael.
I think, Bob, you need to check with some people about their non-participation and call them.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
I think there are some that have never been on.
Right. Okay. All right. Nancy?
Remember, the other stations that maybe they cannot or they're too busy, like Benito's too busy right now, but other people that were on the election committees before, he wouldn't know maybe, but you could ask at your board meeting at the other stations, you know, people who were on the election committee before and they want to put some work in and maybe they're off the board. So, you know, those are people could be like me.
That's a good point. Yeah, we did agree at the last meeting that non-members of this committee who are nominated by a current member are welcome to participate in the working group, although they wouldn't have a vote if anything comes to a vote. But they are welcome to, you know, contribute ideas, do work, whatever. So that's a fine idea. Okay, so I think that's it for tonight's meeting. So we'll see you all on the
26th.
Okay, thanks
Boy.
Everyone. For
one more question, Bob.
Yes.
Is there any way that I can get the files or whatever we have from the proposal from last year?
I'm sorry, I say that again?
I need the proposal that we received from last year.
Oh, from the companies that submitted bids?
Yes. And what they submit, because that would be important to see, you know, to compare.
Absolutely. Okay. Again, do me the favor of emailing me a reminder, and I will look in my files. And if there's anyone else on the committee from last year who might have it in your files, that would be helpful. Because right now, as I said, I'm having some email difficulty, so it may be a little bit tough, but I will do my best.
Okay.
And you're sending her the phone number.
For Mark Hernandez. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. It was a good meeting.
I have my Hernandez phone number.
Oh, you do? So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a
Bruce. Yeah.
They'll be the same mark that I'll
do that. We can email each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll send it out.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, have a good evening.
Good night. Adrian, are you on?